To the brightest audience in the nation, I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. No, I'm Doug McBurney sitting in. Bob is on assignment. Yes, there are rumors that he's in negotiations with Fox News to fill the slot of Megyn Kelly, but those are not true. Those are not true. Bob is actually involved in a medical research project to investigate the impact of various bacterium and viruses on the upper respiratory and lower GI tracts. That's where Bob is, and that's where I should be. But thanks to the miracle of modern chemistry, I'm here with you today. I want to thank the makers of ibuprofen and Nature's Best Vitamin C and Jackman's Menthol Throat Lozenges for making it possible for me to be here to completely, what's the word I'm looking for? See, I'm not thinking clearly. Don't edit this. I want people to know how hard this is. Don't edit any of the sneezes or the coughs either. I've infected the microphone. This microphone will have to be boiled after the program if anyone else is to sit down before it. But no, we don't believe there's any truth to the rumors that Bob is in negotiations with Fox News to replace Megyn Kelly, although that would be the smartest move Fox News could ever make. Would be to put someone, if they're against fake news, if they really want to take a stand against fake news, let Megyn go over and do her striptease act over at MSNBC or wherever she's going, and put Bob Enyart on prime time in Fox News. That would really be a statement against fake news. But so long, Megyn. It's been great. So glad to hear you're leaving and going to, well, she'll probably make more money over at NBC, and that's, we know Megyn is a diehard, rock-ribbed conservative, but she's willing to work for NBC if there's more money involved. Yeah. All right, so let's turn the page on that. Speaking of fake news, that's a fake newswoman. Have you seen the, they've got some kind of animatronic robot filling in for Megyn for the last few weeks, so I was beginning to have my suspicions if she ever was going to return, and now she shall not return because nobody watches NBC. So she's going to go to a place where no one watches, and she'll be paid more. Well, good luck to her in a strange, brave new year. Did I say Happy New Year? No, I did not, because I'm just not so sure about that. We'll have to see about that. I do want to welcome you to the brave new year, though, here at Bob Enyart Live. And I want to apologize to all the listeners at the Weekly Worldview, my weekly podcast that you can find by just Googling my name. Google's made everything simple these days. So you can find me. Well, you can't find me for the last couple weeks because 2 weeks ago, well, it was Christmas Day when I was going to do the show and I got distracted by Christmas Day. And then this past Sunday, I literally could not speak. I was too sick. I could barely move. And we had an electrical event at the McBurney compound. Power went out to the livestock. Their heaters all went out. And here I am laid up, sick as a dog. And now pile on top of that the fact that all the chickens will be dead in the morning if I don't fix some fine. Why is the electricity not going on? So I figured it out. Had an outlet in my bedroom that looked like it was melting. Now, that's something that'll get your attention when you open it up and you look in there and you see that it's been melting for the last several years. So I want to put a call out right now. Can someone find me an electrician who will not rip me off? That's all I want, is an electrician who will not rip me off, who'll come out and find out why it is my bedroom could burst into flames at any moment. Well, anyway, I replaced the outlet, so all the livestock survived. That's the good news. Nobody died. But I'm worried because I don't know why that happened. And that's not a good thing, to have outlets melting in the wall. I think that's an unsafe condition. So if anyone knows an electrician who will not rip me off, call 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278. and they will find a way to put you in touch with me. I have a mechanic, by the way, who will not rip you off. That I would give that to you in exchange. If you give me an electrician who will not rip you off, I know a mechanic who will not rip you off. How do I know this? He's had the opportunity to rip me off at least 10 times over the last 10 years, and he's never done it. So he will not rip you off. I know who he is. Please help me with the electrician. I'll help you with a reliable auto mechanic. And in the meantime, we'll get to the news of the day. How about that? Because it is a brave new year. And you know what that means. Legislators, you know what a legislator is? That's someone who makes up law out of thin air. Or even worse, they make up law out of bad motivations and utter stupidity, incompetence. And did I say stupidity? In France, a new law went into effect on January 1st, 2017, that bans any cruel, degrading, or humiliating punishment, including any use of physical violence, including spanking. Yeah, so France has outlawed spanking. They join a long list of countries who have banned spanking, corporal punishment. Breitbart reports that there are 52 countries. Now, don't edit this out, okay? I'm back. There are 52 countries that have banned spanking. The first to do so was Sweden in 1979, followed by Finland in 1983, and then the collapse of the entire European bloc into a non-spanking. This is why the Muslims are able to invade Europe without firing a shot. A bunch of undisciplined, self-indulgent, godless heathens are going to hand Europe over to the hordes of the Muslims without a shot being fired because they haven't been disciplined in a generation or two. Well, congratulations to France for joining the slide into the brave new year. There's another rule that went into effect on January 1st, 2017. This is a rule buried deep in the bowels of Obamacare. It's a rule that says that doctors cannot refuse to provide medically necessary health services because of a patient's gender identity. Did you get that? Well, let me clarify. This is from the Washington Examiner, where the reporter says the following, and I'm going to quote the reporter exactly. The reporter says, "For instead," obviously he meant for example, but nobody proofreads anything anymore. Nobody knows how to proofread. Nobody cares anymore. I think it's marijuana. I believe Washington, D.C. has legalized marijuana, and it's obvious the state of this article. What the reporter wanted to say was, for example, a gynecologist couldn't refuse to perform a cervical pap test for a transgender man. At which point you ask yourself, what is a transgendered man? Does he have the required plumbing to get a pap smear? Or is it the other way around? It's all very confusing. The Examiner goes on, for instead, to state that the rule doesn't explicitly require doctors to perform gender transition services. But, and now that's, you can stop at but. So doctors at this point are not required to provide transgender services, but. So but means that eventually they will be. There are opponents to this rule, by the way. They say they've filed lawsuits. And I'm really disappointed that Bob was not able to get here today because he's involved with the medical research project to find out if the girl who's been standing in for Megyn Kelly is actually alive. No, those rumors are not true. I thought we banished those at the top of the show. He's not involved in anything having to do with anything to do with anything at all to do with that. It's serious medical research. I wanted to ask Bob, because the opponents of this Obamacare rule that says doctors have to honor everybody's gender identity, I wanted to ask Bob, are lawsuits the proper way to fight against this sort of thing? Because it seems to me something as utterly ridiculous on its face as this, it shouldn't require legal action. You should just be able to slap the person who asserted such a thing and say that's ridiculous, and then we could all move on. But apparently they've had to file lawsuits. I don't know if there's another way to deal with this. Apparently 5 states and several Christian healthcare providers are fighting this new rule in Obamacare that, listen to this, listen to this. Where is it here? I want to find this. Where'd it go? Opponents say that if a doctor would give a woman a hysterectomy for medical reasons, he would have to provide the same service to a transgendered man, which is very confusing. Because if you don't have a uterus, is the doctor going to get in trouble because he will not remove your non-existent uterus? Or is a transgendered man actually a woman who still has a uterus? And what happens to the uterus in the transition phase? And is this something we could ask Jeffrey Figer about? Does anyone remember Jeffrey Figer? Jeffrey Figer was the lawyer for Jack Kevorkian back in the 90s. Have you seen this person lately, Jeffrey Figer? He looks like a transitioning old woman. It's very disturbing what's happened to Jeff. When you're as evil as Jeff is, and then to end up looking like an old woman, it's just doubly sad for the state of Jeffrey Figer. But maybe he could clarify, does a transgendered man, could he require a hysterectomy or a pap smear? Or is it the other way around? And is the doctor expected to act like he performed a hysterectomy in order to honor that person's gender identity? You can see how this gets very confusing. Is there a definition for a transgendered man? Does that mean it's a man who became a woman or a woman who became a man? And if is there any necessity to even clarify that? Can't we just slap the people who assert such things and just move on? Well, apparently not, because that's the rule in Obamacare. And listen to what the Washington Examiner says. One more. This is my pet peeve. Opponents say the rule could require doctors must perform gender transition services. Nobody proofreads anything anymore. This goes out to a national audience, for crying out loud. Couldn't you have somebody check the grammar for? All right. I think what they meant to say, opponents say the rule could require doctors to perform gender transition services. Supporters of the requirement, the Washington Examiner, always gives equal time to people, no matter how insane they are, no matter how stupid they are, no matter how ridiculous they are. The Washington Examiner is fair and balanced, not unlike our friends over at Fox News, who have handed Megyn Kelly over to MSNBC. No, it says NBC. Is there a difference between MSNBC and NBC? I'm going to type this into my browser right now. NBC News. NBCNews.com. Let's see what happens here. C-O-M. NBCNews.com. Well, that goes to regular old NBC. All right. Now let's type in MSNBC. I don't have to type it in. My browser has it memorized because I check it regularly. And now that goes to... So there is a difference. It's a fine line between NBC News and MSNBC. And Megyn Kelly will be walking that line very shortly. She'll be towing that line, as a matter of fact. We want to send our congratulations out to Fox News for relieving themselves of Megyn Kelly. All right. Let's see here. Well, that's it on the trannies. Oh, no. One more thing. The Washington Examiner says the following. Supporters of the requirement, that's that doctors honor everybody's alleged gender identity. Supporters of the requirement say it's necessary to ensure transgender Americans get the health care they need. See, they really want to get that term out there, transgender Americans. I mean, they're every bit as much of an American as you or I, aren't they? And shouldn't we respect their gender identity? No matter how insane they are, no matter how incredibly ridiculous they are, to put on a dress and expect me to address them as, please get out of here with that. All right. By the way, I don't advocate slapping anyone. I say that rhetorically. All right. Now, if society does not fall into the hands of the criminally insane, which it may already have done, there are some interesting things that will happen here in the brave new year. Self-driving cars are on the way. Wall Street Journal reports the transitioning is happening a lot more quickly than we anticipated, according to a government transportation analysis out on the eastern seaboard. Virginia, one of several states studying ways for roads and cars to communicate, yes. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Donald Trump has promised to increase infrastructure spending, and they're going to need billions of dollars to wire the 4 million miles of paved roads. 4 million miles of paved roads in the United States. That seems low. And 250,000 intersections. Is this right? There's only 250,000 intersections in this country? That seems low. Anyway, but let's move on. There is going to be billions of dollars needed. And this is something the government could do that they actually should be doing. I predict, by the way, that my grandchildren at some point will say to their mother and father, they will say, "Are you serious, Mom? People used to drive their own cars. Isn't that dangerous?" That's what will happen. And I can't wait for the self-driving car. I can't wait to plug in Tucson, Arizona, and just go in the back and take a nap. And if the government wants to track where I'm going and control my speed and make me take detours or whatever it takes, I'm willing. All right. I have to take a break. All right, I'm back. Now, I think it's bad radio etiquette to put a Jackman's lozenge in your mouth while you're on the air. But I have to do it because I may not be able to make it through this set without the help of my friends at Jackman's in Boston, England. A fine lozenge, by the way. So my wife and kids, none of them were familiar with the term lozenge. And that was fun. We went to the store. And I was so sick, I could barely stand and I could barely speak. Had the inflamed adenoids, the whole thing. And I asked the clerk at the front of the store, I said, "Can you tell me where the lozenges are? I need some lozenges." My wife, so English is not my wife's first language, just so you know. It's not that she's dumb or anything. It's that she speaks more Japanese than you or I. And she also speaks English, but she had never heard the term lozenge. So I had a great time going through the store. "Where are the lozenges? Can you show me where so I can get some lozenges? I need some." And I was looking for another brand, actually. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but I was looking for an old tried and true brand. And I found these Jackman's, nothing but menthol. That's all. And anise for flavoring. Anyway, it's like sucking on a licorice whip. Anyway, I highly recommend them, because if you can do a radio show in my state, then that's an advertisement. Jackman should probably send us a royalty. But what a fine lozenge. All right. Where was I? Had I finished the last story? I'm a bit delirious. Do you know that there's a study I read middle of last year that ibuprofen causes you to not be able to pay attention to detail? And so I'm on 500 milligrams of ibuprofen every 6 hours for the past, this is the fifth day, just so I can get, because I have to work. You can't stop working. I mean, right now, Bob's sick, but he's working on a medical research project because you got to keep working. All right, let's get into the Brave New Year file here from CNN. Finland. There's a new rule in Finland. They're going to give 2,000 of their citizens a guaranteed income. All right, now don't edit this out. All right, I'm fine. They're going to give 2,000 Finns a guaranteed income whether they work or not. It's a program, which is what socialist governments specialize in, programs. This particular program is called Universal Basic Income. It's about $600 a month, guaranteed regardless of income, wealth, or employment status. Why? Because they don't want to discriminate against anyone. Hey, just because you're rich doesn't mean you don't need more money. I think we can all agree on that. And so no matter how insane and no matter how stupid, the Brave New Year rolls on. So this will not end well. I don't want to read any more about that story because it's depressing to see the decline and fall of Europe. And I'd rather not linger on that. Let's talk about the royal family. That's bound to be a pick-me-up. Prince Harry. You guys remember Prince Harry? He's the redhead. He flew in the helicopter with the 50 caliber machine guns, routing ISIS fighters. You remember that? I had some hope for Prince Harry when I saw him on the helicopter shooting at Islamic fanatics and hitting some, I do believe. Yeah. Well, Prince Harry now says... All right. What does Prince Harry say? He didn't say that. No, he's feeling fine. Prince Harry's not sick in any way. Yeah, Prince Harry now says that saving endangered animals is God's test for humanity. Well, it's nice of Prince Harry to at least mention God, even though it's wildly out of context and incredibly stupid, borderline insanity. At least he mentioned God in a backhanded kind of way, which is that's all God gets in Europe anymore. Backhanded, incidental, accidental mentions. Usually when someone stubs their toe or drops something on their foot, that's the only time you'll hear the name of God in Europe. Prince Harry says if we cannot save elephants from extinction, then humanity may be in danger too. Well, he got the second half of that right. Humanity's definitely in danger. I had a Facebook friend for the past couple weeks, which are a lot easier than real friends, I'll tell you. Fake Facebook friends are much simpler. Anyway, he's a liberal, and he posted a link to a story about all these mass extinction events that are occurring across the globe with various species. And all of his liberal friends posted their sincere desire to help and thanked him for making them aware. Thank you for raising our awareness. And I posted a link to a story about black children in New York City and how for the past couple of years there have been more surgical abortions of black children in New York City than there have been live births. And I pointed out the irony of the fact that this liberal would take notice of animal extinctions but pay no regard to the impending extinction of the black child in New York City. And not a single one of his liberal friends replied in any way, nor did he. None of them said a word. It was like Facebook crickets. You couldn't hear anything. And I put the link there, and it was a great story because it was written by some left-wing media outlet confirming the wild rumors that more black babies were aborted in New York City than were born. And this left-wing media outlet had to admit, well, unfortunately, it is true, but that doesn't mean that conservatives aren't overreacting about it. But it was true. So anyway, Prince Harry makes no mention of the fact that British moms and dads are slaughtering their own children at record numbers every year, while the most popular name in London for newborn baby boys is Mohammed. Prince Harry, don't bother him with any of that. He wants to save the elephants. He's calling for an international body to regulate the management of wildlife. All right. This is from the Telegraph in London, by the way. They say Harry is fifth in line to the throne. Okay, just in case you weren't sure, why are we talking about what this deranged person is saying? It's because he's fifth in line to the throne. They say he has yet to decide on a career for himself. Well, he just called for an international body to regulate the management of wildlife. I think he's applying for a job right there. The Telegraph notes that Harry could follow his father and devote himself to losing his mind full time. I'm sorry, to conservation, not losing his mind. That was my take. So Prince Harry, he's not on the helicopter anymore. He's not shooting at ISIS. He's just slowly going insane along with his dad and the rest of Europe. And it's sad to watch. It truly is. Save the elephants. But as far as little British boys and girls, as far as his subjects, Prince Harry and his dad are not to be bothered. with such trifling. Just please. All right, now, I've got reason number 188. I'm sorry. It's the ibuprofen. 1,088 and 1,089. To get or keep your children out of the government schools. But excuse me while I clear my throat. Oh, yeah. Reason number 1,088. To get or keep your children out of the government schools. The bodies of Felicia Barahona, 36 years old, and her four-year-old son were found last Monday in an Upper Manhattan apartment. The woman had a telephone cord wrapped around her neck. The child was discovered underwater in the bathtub. The student, who had had a relationship with his teacher, is the suspect. He was a student. She was a teacher. They had a relationship. She got fired. She had a baby. And then he murdered them both. He told police that he went there just to kill the woman, but while he was there, he decided to kill his son as well. No further explanation. By the way, DeWitt Clinton High School in the Bronx did terminate Felicia Barahona as a teacher, but they were not able to prevent her murder from the product of the public schools who impregnated her and then murdered her. Subsequently. So this is the kind of morality that you can expect your son or your daughter to experience in the government schools. Hence, that's reason number 188. To get them out, 1,088. Reason number 1,089. Let's see here. A government school teacher and his husband... That wasn't the illness. That was just a reaction to the term, his husband. They've been found dead in Washington State. They were found dead back in August. According to court documents, the 40-year-old teacher, who was a fourth-grade teacher at Lincoln Center Elementary School, and his husband... and his husband, 36-year-old Matt... allegedly had sexual contact with underage boys, took photos, videos over the course of 3 years. They were under investigation when they were the victims of a murder-suicide. Let's put it in the politically correct journalistic vernacular of the day. They say, now listen to this. They left a suicide note. And in it, they said that we do not believe that we did any harm, nor did we intend any hurt. We chose to end our lives rather than losing our lives through the courts, loss of employment, loss of freedom, and public humiliation. That was in the suicide note of the two homos who molested the kids at the public school, where one of them was a teacher. Folks, if the brave new year unfolds as it is unfolding without some dramatic change, sometime in the not too distant future, these two will be honored as civil rights martyrs. Yeah, and do you think Donald Trump's going to do anything about that? Well, if he does, I will give him congratulations. But don't hold your breath. I'm Doug McBurney. Do right and risk the consequences.